US. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. In a busy campaign week for Donald Trump, days after the Secret Service thwarted a second attempted assassination attempt, authorities spotted a gun rifle sticking out of a fence near Trump's Florida golf course Sunday. That suspect later apprehended along an interstate. ABC's Pierre Thomas says security once again in question.
The U.S. government is facing a critical question, perhaps the most dangerous threat environment since 9/11. Does the Secret Service have enough? With this blunt assessment from President Biden.
Service needs more help.
Biden calling on Congress to do more as the agency deals with the threat of domestic terror, a surge in threats of political violence, and a resurgence of ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the wake of the Israeli-Hamas conflict.
At least 8 died in Lebanon, hundreds of others injured after pager devices appeared to explode across the country in what appears to be a coordinated attack. And severe storms and flooding, the concern in parts of the southeast all the way to the mid-Atlantic. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new survey says Wisconsin's child care centers need more staff. The State Department of Children and Families research shows about 60% of providers have staff shortages. Providers would be able to serve as many as 33,000 more kids if they were at full capacity. A Wisconsin program is doing its part to help food insecurity and small farmers. Forrest Humphrey is with the local Food Purchase Assistance Program. He says participating growers prioritize sustainable farming.
We have producers who are providing some really, really high quality grass-fed beef into the program. And the reason that they're able to do that is because they have, you know, a really sophisticated managed grazing setup.
The program gives grants to farmers who set aside some of their fresh produce for food pantries. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Following an hours-long standoff, Green Bay police arrested a 26-year-old man Monday evening. They say the standoff began when he was seen making threatening gestures at police officers who were speaking with neighbors on South Baird Street. Officers attempted to take him into custody at 12:45. That's when he barricaded himself inside of his home and would not come out. Green Bay police SWAT and K-9 officers forced entry and arrested the man at 5:45. Charges are being referred to the district attorney's office. A renewable natural gas plant in Calumet County began operations in August. That in itself may not be unusual, but the Green Meadows plant in Hilbert captures biogas from the adjacent Hickory Meadows landfill and converts it into renewable natural gas. The Archaea Energy plant is the first of its kind in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers can clinch a playoff spot today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. The Brewers got two home runs from Willie Adames yesterday and took down the Philadelphia Phillies 6-2. With the win, the Brewers can now clinch a division title and a playoff berth today with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's loss to Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The injury bug got the Packers last week when Jordan Love was hurt late in the season opening loss to the Eagles. He also missed Sunday's game against the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that his return will strictly be a medical decision and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although LaFleur said he'd prefer Love get in some work. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Another unseasonably warm, hot day today. Under sunny skies, we'll hit scorching highs of the upper 80s. We've got plenty of sunshine and heat still on tap for tomorrow, and that continues into Thursday, too, all ahead of showers and storms moving into the forecast. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, Pella get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show to discuss the Emmys. And I welcome comedian, TV host, and creator of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 on the big program. It is Tuesday, September 17th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Sunny skies, Mr. Zommers. If I only had time, it'd be a great day after the show to go down and hang out by the lake.
That would be nice.
We got things to do.
That would be nice.
We have things to do. We're busy, and we're happy we have things to do. Going to be down in Monroe, Wisconsin on Thursday and Friday of this week for Cheese Days in Monroe. And let me tell you, if you've never been to Cheese Days in Monroe, the slogan of the festival is, "Come to Cheese Days in Monroe."
Is it really?
Really, yeah. There's a song. I can't come to Cheese Days in Monroe. Da, 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 da. We'll get people down there to have a voice, and they'll play it for you. They'll sing it. Yeah, come to Cheese Days in Monroe. It's going to be great. We're going to have yodelers. We're going to have accordion players. We're going to have lederhosen. And most importantly, we're going to have cheese. And Matt Flynn is going to stop by as well because his wife is originally from there. So it's going to be fantastic, and we cannot wait Thursday and Friday this week from Monroe. Also on Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris is going to be in Madison. We are going to bring you the coverage of that Friday. We haven't got a time or location, but we hear early evening-ish. Mr. Zommers? Oh, here we go. Yes!
Come to Cheese Day in Monroe. That's the place for you to go. Music, dancing, yodeling too. And a big parade for you. And we know you will be pleased when you taste green county cheese. Come to Cheese Day, come to Cheese Day, come to Cheese Day in Monroe.
That here, yodel, listen, see, this is real. This is you go to Monroe on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're gonna hear that. Just go into the cheese store, you'll hear that. Music to my ears, and it's only thank you for doing that. And it's so big, Cheese Days, you only get it every other year.
It's too much cheese to do it every year.
It's too much of a cheese extravaganza. It takes all of your energy out of you. You have to have 2 years to rebuild that to put on Cheese Days in Monroe. it's humorous to me, but in all seriousness, I traveled around the state during my politics days a lot, went to a lot of parades, a lot of festivals. I will say you know, you can't compare it to like Summerfest or something, but I will say it is the best small to mid-sized town festival in the state of Wisconsin. It's that good.
Well, hopefully I can go. We'll see.
So come to Cheese Days in Monroe, Mr. Zelmers. And what other festival has its own song, for goodness sake?
Not a lot of them.
Not a lot. So anyway, we're going to be there on Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow, Trigvi Olsen, Pat Kreitlow are going to be in. We're going to talk some more politics and Packers and whatever else. Not Badgers. We'll see. Van Dyke, their starting quarterback, is out for the season. So it's going to be Braden Locke, the backup QB. But I think he's going to do a fine job. So we'll discuss a little football with Kreitlow and Mr. Olson as well. But right now, get your texting fingers ready. Here we go. Time once again for Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Contest.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
Whether you're a gold digger, whether you're a green and gold digger, whether you just like the green and gold, this is the contest for you. Get your dialing fingers ready, your texting fingers ready. Time once again for Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Contest. This is fantastic, Mr. Zomers. Because here's what's up for grabs. Every hour that we do this contest, not just on our show, but across Civic Media, every hour we're going to give you either $100 in cash or gold jewelry. You don't hear a lot about gold. Well, I'm not a jewelry person. I don't wear a lot. I don't wear any jewelry, quite frankly. But some people are. And what I think is interesting is that now in dental work, people are having their gold fillings removed and putting in like this synthetic stuff that lasts forever. And so what happens is they take these gold fillings and they melt them down into jewelry, and we're giving that away.
You can wear people's teeth.
That's not accurate at all.
It's entirely made up. Complete fabrication.
Coreno just drove off the road. What the heck is he? No, it's not gold from people's teeth. It's legit gold. It's gold jewelry. And I know a lot of people are into the gold jewelry. And that's great.
If you're not and you win it, you can sell it.
Well, there you go. So it's either every hour you get either $100 in cash or gold jewelry. And then you get entered in for the grand prize, one winner, which will get, have to be very careful, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. I did it right.
Yep. I read it.
The lawyers they've installed like a shock treatment thing here in my chair. So if I say it wrong, So anyway, all right, so here we go. If you have not gotten it yet, download your Civic Media app. Go to your App Store, your Apple or Android device. It's free. It takes less than a minute to download it, is what Gail King calls a deal. Then you open up the app. When you open it up, you'll see a list of all of our lovely stations across Wisconsin. Choose the station that you listen to or that's closest to you. If you happen to be in a Civic Media desert, then choose the first one, which is Waukesha or Madison, and you click on that. When that opens, on the right-hand side, you'll see a little icon that says text. You click the text button. Now you're all set. Now I'm going to give you a word, and you text this word to the Civic Media app. This hour's word is green. The word is green, G-R-E-E-N, green.
Text in green, you might win some green.
Very good, because we are giving away this hour is the cash. Text in the word green, G-R-E-E-N. The word this hour is green. And by the way, if you don't think people win this stuff, talk to Troy in Mount Horeb, our grand prize winner for our Brewers Text to Win giveaway. He and his lovely wife were down there with Jeff Perry and Chris Giese and myself. Dr. Lyerly was there. We had a great time. So, yes, people actually do win these prizes. It's all legit. It's above board. And we're happy to do it because we're so thankful to all you fine listeners.
Absolutely.
Text the word green, G-R-E-E-N. The word this hour is green.
I will say, having the word green as our word makes me feel like we're on Sesame Street. And like, today's right? color is green.
Yes. It ain't easy being green. Also,
you better text on the Civic Media app. The word is green.
That's pretty good, Somers. Also, it could be you're too young, but there was a program called Captain Kangaroo, and Captain Kangaroo's one of his friends was Mr. Green Jeans. So just like green jeans. The word is green, G-R-E-E-N. Text right now. Do so carefully, because if it autocorrects or is not exactly right, it won't count. Not because I'm a great speller. I'm not. But because our it's set up so it cannot be rigged. The computer chooses these winners at random, and it only recognizes correctly spelled entries. So always make sure that your entry is correct. And here's the deal. You may get a bounce back text that says, today happens to be National Voter Registration Day. And if you register to vote, you're going to get an extra entry, an extra chance. How about that?
An extra chance at that grand prize of tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay.
Thank you. Be careful. We have to be very careful. There's a certain combination of words that when said together makes my chair zonk me. Maybe the last day I'll do that for the fun of it.
You trying to lose your job?
No. I just would enjoy getting shocked a little bit, you know.
Oh, no. We're going to get sued.
Right? Now that you've said that, we might get sued because of that. The word of the hour is green, G-R-E-E-N, G-R-E-E-N. All right, Mom is sitting at home at the kitchen table looking down at the radio saying, okay, Todd, move on, enough. And she's absolutely right. All right, green, G-R-E-E-N, G-R-E-E-N. Text the word right now. On the more serious note, they're at it again. And we spent yesterday talking about these rumors that Trump and Vance are circulating. They're repeating. And J.D. Vance said on the record, we played you the cut yesterday, Jane Mattenair before us played it, that J.D. Vance admitted that these ridiculously stupid and harmful rumors about immigrants eating pets is untrue. J.D. Vance admitted it was untrue. But he said he didn't care that he was going to keep telling these stories to get his point through. Even though you have Haitian legal immigrants keeping their kids home from school, colleges all week are having to do it virtually because of bomb threats and threats to people in Springfield, Ohio. Well, you don't have to go to Ohio to find out more lies being spread by Republicans. You can do it right here in Wisconsin. Our very own homegrown, well, I'm not sure if he's homegrown. I think Van Orden is a carpetbagger. But Derek Van Orden, Republican Congressman of the 3rd District, and Tom Tiffany of Northern Wisconsin in the 7th District, sent a letter. I have it here, right in my hands. A letter. Hear that? It's real paper. A letter on their congressional letterhead to the Honorable Kelvin Barrett, Dane County Sheriff. And here's the first line. As you know, and it gives the person's name, I'm not going to repeat it, a Venezuelan migrant and known gang member was charged with domestic violence and so on and so forth. They refer to this individual as a Venezuelan migrant. But on Tom Tiffany's Twitter account, he says, quote, a Venezuelan illegal alien and gang member assaulted a woman and injured a child in Prairie du Chien. Notice the difference. They use the hyperbole and the insightfulness when it benefits them. We'll come back and tell you why this is complete made-up charges, and the Dane County Sheriff said it straight. Don't miss it. Your phone calls as well. It's the Todd Lowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger.
It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies, tell me lies. Oh, no, no, you can't disguise. You can't disguise. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Yes, the lies continue. And I know why they do it. But it's just, with all the other factual things you could draw a contrast with your political opponent, why lie? And as a former Republican who left the party in 2011, I'll tell you why. Because the things they believe in, the truth that they believe in, don't connect with 50% plus one of Wisconsinites. So they have to use lies and voter suppression to win elections. The MAGA Republicans do. Going to get to the phone lines in a minute. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. So here's what happened. On September 9th, 2024, this month, Derek Van Orten, Do Nothing, Derek Van Orten, as I like to call him, in the 3rd Congressional District of Western Wisconsin, and Tom Tiffany Lamps of the 7th District up in Northern Wisconsin, sent a letter to the Dane County Sheriff. And they say, look, this guy has been, they call him a Venezuelan migrant, by the way. They don't use the inflammatory, quote-unquote, illegal in the letter. And say this guy's been arrested, and they accuse Dane County of being non-cooperative with federal immigration authorities and ask a bunch of questions. One of them, does Dane County still maintain a quote-unquote non-cooperative policy that restricts you from coordinating with ICE, the federal agency on immigration? And asks, you know, was this guy ever arrested or detained before? Was there ever a warrant? This type of thing. And then in the second page, they say they're very deeply concerned. They bring up, of course, sanctuary policies again. And it says, the last paragraph says, these reckless and misguided, quote-unquote, revolving door policies are not only illegal, they also needlessly put other American communities at risk by allowing dangerous criminal aliens back out onto the streets and create new victims rather than remanding them into ICE for detention or removal. We hope, here's the key line, we hope that did not happen in this case. Thank you in advance for your cooperation and responding by the end of the week. So they all this vitriol, all these exaggerations and lies, and then the catch-all to keep them legally off the hook. We hope this did not happen in this case. So the Dane County Sheriff it was not taken at lie, and then Tom Tiffany tweets out, quote, a Venezuelan illegal alien, his words, not mine, and gang member assaulted a woman and injured a child in Prairie du Chien. He already had a warrant in Dane County. They don't cooperate with ICE. Could this have been prevented if they weren't a sanctuary county? Dane are then at Representative Van Orten. I want answers. And then they include, he includes the letter, Tiffany does, that I just read to you in part. The Dane County Sheriff was not going to have it. And good for him, by the way. I'm going to read you what the sheriff put out. Quote, This is an unsubstantiated and distasteful attempt to gather votes in a battleground state for the upcoming presidential election. The individual mentioned has never been in the custody of the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Additionally, statements about being, quote, non-cooperative, unquote, is false. As sheriff, I will not stand for another disrespectful attack on our law enforcement profession by actors looking to politically persuade voters. This inquiry is an insult to the brave men and women of our sheriff's office who courageously put their lives on the line in order to service their community. To the authors of this inquiry, i.e. Van Orton and Tiffany, please aim your political theatrics in a different direction as you try to recover from the thorough, factual, and statistic dismantling of your presidential candidate by VP Kamala Harris on Tuesday. The voters of Wisconsin will not be swayed by such remedial tactics. And to save any other follow-up inquiries, we have not taken reports of people eating dogs or cats. Sheriff Kelvin D. Barrett, unquote. Now, there's how you shut down this crap. Here's, again, apparently there was a guy who was originally from Venezuela arrested on charges in southwest Wisconsin. I've said this once, I'll say it 1,000 times. Look in your local paper. Most local papers in small communities list the police report. And find there how many people are quote-unquote illegal or immigrants, and how many of them are your white neighbors in your community. Many of you know them. There is no huge crime surge in Wisconsin due to immigrants. There's always going to be one or two, right? Like any other population. But guys like Van Orton and Tiffany, by the way, new polling out this week on Van Orton and Democrat Rebecca Cook. Cook is ahead. Van Orton knows his days are numbered in Congress. And so he's making crap up to scare you into voting for him. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Mark in Pernissac. Mark, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, no problem. And it's just this whole bearing false witness thing once again for these guys who, you know, claim to be, you know, the hand of God working for the people of God here for the state of Wisconsin. Once again, are bearing false witness. I mean, it is just pretty disgusting. I mean, that it is just sad that they think that this is the way they get ahead. And what needs to go on, it should be front page news. Van Orton and Tiffany conspire to commit a lie.
Right.
I mean, that's what the headline should actually read, because this smacks of conspiracy. They're working together. Here are two men who actually supported the insurrection on January 6th, who supported the whole conspiracy for that insurrection on January 6th. Because the whole fake electors thing, neither one of those guys have condemned the fake electors. My one question to any politician running here in the state of Wisconsin or any place across the country, do they condemn, without qualification, the actions of the fake electors and the events of January 6th that led with the assault on our Capitol? Mm-hmm. Unless they can say they condemn that without qualification, they have no business running for office, period. It's a complete violation of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution,
yeah,
as amended by, what was it, 15, 19, 24, and 20, 26.
Right.
Because it is just, we have the right to vote. We are the people who select the electors, not these guys who want to overturn the election and say, well, we'll just overturn the election, toss it back to the states, and overthrow the will of the people.
Mark, thanks so much. I don't mean to cut you off, but we're up against the clock here. I want to go quickly to Matt calling to Ms. Middleton, listening on WMDX. Matt, literally a minute left. It's yours. What say you?
Hey, I just want to voice that I've talked to some people, and these people on the right, these MAGA, they really do believe these conspiracies and these weird things that come out. And this woman told me she saw a video of this dog eating stuff and all this evidence and whatnot. And I go home and I Google it, and I can't find a thing.
Right.
So I'm just wondering, where are they getting all this crazy stuff from? Thanks.
I appreciate it, Matt. It's a great question. We'll delve into it more on the other side of the break. But A, they're just, well, somebody told me that. What did Trump say in the debate? Well, I saw it on television. We've seen how artificial intelligence can create untrue images and voices. The Republican governor of Ohio said on the record, That whole pet eating thing is, quote, garbage. It's made up. Come back for more truth on the other side. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will stay on November ballots in Wisconsin. A judge in Madison yesterday denied a request from the Kennedy campaign to take his name off. Kennedy is out of the race and endorsing Donald Trump. Kennedy's lawyer says he plans to appeal. 13% of Wisconsin children live in poverty. That's according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Lauren Relaford of the Children's Defense Fund says poverty is a toxic stress.
Children see their parents being stressed, and they take that on, too. And so why are we allowing these children to grow up without the necessary resources they need?
Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit stalled recently in the U.S. Senate. Relaford says it could have lifted 400,000 children out of poverty nationwide. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The CDC says Wisconsin is showing high levels of COVID-19 viral activity in wastewater as COVID hospitalizations and cases are increasing. The Wisconsin DHS is encouraging residents to get vaccinated for COVID-19, the flu, and RSV. The DHS says respiratory viruses like these might cause mild sickness for some, but can be dangerous, even deadly, for older adults, infants, and those with underlying health risks. A 39-year-old Appleton woman has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the July stabbing death of her boyfriend. According to the criminal complaint, Samantha Krebs allegedly told friends who arrived at the apartment to tell police that her boyfriend, only identified by the initials JJC, stabbed himself. Krebs made her initial court appearance Monday. She's being held on a $1 million cash bond and will return to court October 7th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 76th Annual Emmy Awards are in the books. Despite The Bear receiving the most ever Emmy nominations for a comedy series in a single year at 23, Hacks won the Emmy for Best Comedy Series. Shogun had 25 Emmys and won Best Drama, as well as Best Lead Actor and Actress. The show took home 18 Emmys in its first season. That's a record for a single year. This is the second time the Emmys have been held in 2024, as the 75th annual ceremony was held in January due to the writers and actors strikes. Hacks winning Outstanding Comedy Series over The Bear was not really an upset, but was a surprise. Lead actress in the show, Jean Smart, won Best Actress in a Comedy Series, and the show also won the Emmy for Best Comedy Writing. Speaking of comedy, taking home the Emmy for Outstanding Talk Series was The Daily Show, and in the scripted variety series, it was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. If you haven't checked it out, it's an absolute must. Brilliant show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Another unseasonably warm, hot day today. Under sunny skies, we'll hit scorching highs of the upper 80s. We've got plenty of sunshine and heat still on tap for tomorrow, and that continues into Thursday, too, all ahead of showers and storms moving into the forecast. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together, too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your shit together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, is your employer discriminating against you for your adult content creations? And John Nichols from The Nation Magazine and The Cap Times. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Thursday, September 17th. Mr. Zomer's on the board, taking your phone calls, dying to hear from you. Have information, maybe you have a recipe you'd like to pass on to Zomer's. We've talked about doing a cooking show.
We have.
We'll have to do that someday. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mr. Zomers will answer your calls, and then he will let me know you're on the phone, and we'll put you on the air. We'll have a little chit-chat. It'll be great. 855-752-4842. Also, don't forget, go for the gold. Go for the green and gold text to win contest. I almost messed that up. Go for the green and gold contest up for grabs this hour. Here's the great thing. This hour, only people that text in this hour out of that pool, one of you is going to win $100. $100 in cash this hour. And then you'll all be entered in to win the grand prize of a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Here's what you have to do. Go to the Civic Media app, open it up, click the text button, and text this word right now, green, G-R-E-E-N, the color, green. G-R-E-E-N, green. That is the word this hour in our text to win contest. Somebody this hour is going to win $100. Who doesn't want $100? And then you get entered in for the grand prize for those tickets to the green and gold. Finishing up, or want to just kind of round out this letter that was sent by Republicans Derek Van Orten to the 3rd Congressional District of Wisconsin and Tom Tiffany of the 7th to the Dane County Sheriff, making stuff up about a migrant, an apparent migrant, who was arrested in southwest Wisconsin in Crawford County for alleged domestic violence. And Tom Tiffany and Derek Van Orten make this stuff up that the guy had to have been arrested and let go in Dane County and were not cooperating with federal officials. And then at the end, they put the Katie catch-all phrase, quote, "We hope that did not happen in this case," unquote, to kind of make sure they weren't going to be sued. And the sheriff in Dane County let him have it and said that it's never been, this individual had never been in the custody of the Dane County Sheriff's Office. And that the statement about, quote, unquote, non-cooperativeness, unquote, is false. And the sheriff defended his deputies, saying this is an offense to all the great men and women of the Dane County Sheriff's Department who are working to protect the community. And then said, you know, to Van Orten and Tiffany, maybe not try these political theatrics, all right? And just to make sure, that in case they had another inquiry headed it off in the past, the Dane County Sheriff said, quote, "We have not taken reports of people eating cats and dogs," unquote. Yes, it's so preposterous, there is a humor side to it. I get it. But the sad reality is that people in Ohio, legal immigrants who are here legally, yesterday we played you a cut from Republican Governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, who said that the whole accusation is garbage. And we heard from an employer in Springfield, Ohio, saying that these are hardworking, legal people who are great employees, and he'd like more of them. And now these people, from particular refugees, are having to stay home out of death threats. Schools are being canceled It's harmful, hateful language. And the reason that Van Orden and Tiffany are playing this game is because Van Orden is down in the polls right now to Rebecca Cook, the Democrat. His political back is against the wall. And so he's trying to scare his constituents into voting for him. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also, there's this. If you see Mr. Van Orden on the campaign trail, ask him, why is it that John McCain, a decorated veteran, and John Kerry, a decorated veteran, one Republican, one Democrat, they had people that served with them on stage when they announced their candidacy. They had people that served with them that vouched for their honorable service. But to date, Derek Van Orden cannot find one person that he served with to stand on a stage in public and take questions and vouch for the honorable service of Derek Van Orden. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, you know, this is a pattern that's been going on for years, dating way back to Reagan 45 years ago. He wouldn't be nowhere near this, though. But what he would had a tendency to do is he'd take some article he read in the paper and parse certain things out of it and then turn it into something it wasn't, kind of. But this is so despicable because, you know, you've got people that are in terror over this in that city, for crying out loud. The school's closing, this and that. But to your other caller, too, that where do they get these crazy ideas? On a lighter note, I think it might, you know, that game you used to play at parties where you'd start a story on one side of the room.
Oh, yeah.
Go around. I don't even know what
password? It's called. Password? I'm not sure.
I think that's how it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, right. How else? And then you get to the other end of the room. Oh, I'll go with that.
Right. You're exactly
otherwise,
right.
How could you come up with something so crazy as some of this stuff? And it's totally unfounded, but yet, you get an element of people that buy into it totally.
Yep. And we saw the person that started this on Facebook. She admitted over the weekend that she had heard it from a neighbor, but misunderstood it, but repeated it. And that's how all this got started from a fake Facebook post. I mean, and then you have the Republican nominee for president in front of 67 million people repeat the lie. I mean, wow. But you're right, Dick. I really appreciate the call. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Rhonda, listening in beautiful El Dorado, Wisconsin. Rhonda, thanks for joining us. Help me out. I've been to a lot of places. Where is El Dorado, Wisconsin?
It's in Fond du Lac County in Wisconsin.
Beautiful Fond du Lac County. I live for a summer in Appleton. Yep. I should know that. Well, welcome. Thanks for listening and joining us.
40 miles south of that.
Fantastic. Rhonda, what have you got for us?
Well, you're talking about preposterous type things of people taking family pets and eating them. I had that experience 100% in 2002.
How's that?
There was a family of foreign nature that was taking animals out of people's kennels, out of people's yards, and they ended up busting them for it.
Really? Where is that
pets,
at?
Dogs.
Where
right
is that
out
at?
Of kennels.
Where is
that at? Fond du Lac County.
Really? And you can bring up the news article or wherever it was and show us, and this was something that happened all the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Yes,
I'm
sure.
Our own dog was taken off the front. Our
really?
Own dog was taken
really?
Off the front lawn.
Incredible.
And it was discovered that our Labrador was in the possession of these people.
Really? That's fantastic.
Yes,
all right, Zomers. Thank you very much. We appreciate the Republican Party of Wisconsin calling in. We appreciate that. Here, I thought it would be fantastic, El Dorado. See, here's what's happening. See, Van Orden, we've invited Derek Van Orden on the show. We've invited Brian Schimming on the show, the chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, and they don't want to come on. But I'm noticing this more and more as and this is like, the second time, Zomers, this has happened on our show, where someone just, they appear to be legitimate, and then they call into this buzz. I mean, it's usually people like this who have never called before, and then they call into this stuff, but they can't actually show us where this is true.
I have tried to Google it while you both were speaking, but I haven't found anything.
And you won't. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Fred, listening in beautiful Cottage Grove. Fred, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hey, guys. I wonder if she's related to CJ.
Well, I'm anyway, not sure. Go ahead.
No, anyway, Vance has even come out and said it's a fictitious story, that he wants the media to follow him and everything else. And now that this has sort of gone its course, but now they're going after Swift.
Oh, right, Taylor Swift. Donald Trump over the weekend. I'm not sure if we even got to that yesterday's hours, did we? Maybe briefly. But Donald Trump, in all capital letters, tweeted out, "I hate Taylor Swift." That's a direct quote in all caps. The most famous person in the world.
She's a devil worshiper, is what they're saying. It's like, get out of here. You know, anyway, Vance has already come out and said he fabricated this story just to get some media attention.
Right.
And we need the main media to pick up on that stuff and report it, that there's nothing but BS on these guys.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It really is. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I think it's really important. And again, I welcome all phone callers, welcome all opinions. But it's just, I've noticed this the closer we get to an election. And we know that a year ago, our Trigvi Olson and I were going to go cover the Wisconsin Republican Party. We said, this will be great. We'll go. We'll tell people what's happening. We'll just report what we see. If Republicans want to come on this show and talk to us, they're welcome. And we were all set to go. And the Republican Party of Wisconsin pulled our credentials and said we were not welcome. And then they put out a mailer in which they named civic media especially and said that we were taking over conservative talk radio, knocking conservative talk radio off the air in Wisconsin. I can tell you for a fact that of all the stations that civic media has acquired, none were carrying like Hannity or any of these right-wing conservative shows, none of them. And only one, to my knowledge, was carrying like Fox News at the top of the hour. The fact is that Republicans, my former party, are scared of what we're doing. Not just my show, but I mean all of us, civic media. And I don't say this very often, but I want to explain that caller we had a couple of calls ago. And despite sincere efforts to invite Republicans on, sitting Republicans, they don't want to come on. Because they don't want to talk to somebody who's been in that party, who knows a lot of where the political bodies are buried, so to speak. And they don't want to have these conversations. So they're getting now, they're recruiting people to call in and somehow, you know, authenticate, quote unquote, these bizarre statements. And I'm going to keep calling it out. 855-752-4842. Keith in Middleton on WMDX. Keith, thanks for calling. What you got?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Excellent, excellent. Busy as heck. And I am feeding 300 Democrats today.
Good for you. What do you got going on?
I'm a chef at a hotel in Madison here. And we've got 300 of the, they're all, you know, anyway, they're all here for lunch and breakfast and lunch today and tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The reason for my call, and I talked to, I can't think of her name. Comes on after you,
Maggie Dawn.
Maggie, thank you, Lord. so yesterday when I talked to her, I was telling her about the Portage County Sheriff in Ohio. My sister lives down there, and she shared this with me, and it's on his personal Facebook page as well as the official sheriff. Department Facebook page for Portage County in Ohio. And what he's saying is, and this, I'm going to give you a direct quote real quick.
You got 1 minute. Go ahead.
People ask me, what's going to happen if the flip-flopping laughing hyena wins? I say, write down all the addresses of the people who had their signs in their yards. Mm-hmm. So when the legal human locust, quote, locust, which he supports, need places to live, will already have the addresses of their new families who will support their arrival. Yeah. So if you, and she shared yesterday his office line, so I would I would love it if you could put it out there, too, just so people can call him and say, what the heck are you doing?
I know that Jay Matinair and Greg Bach talked about it as well. I mean, to quickly summarize, apparently there's a sheriff in Ohio who is saying that if you have a Harris Walls yard sign, that we should keep track of these people and for retribution. And it's despicable. I would give it out, Keith, but knowing politics, the way it works, they're not going to listen to anybody from Wisconsin because nobody in Wisconsin can vote for him. But yes, I denounce it, and it's despicable what there happened. We're going to come back and talk about the Emmys last or a couple nights ago, what Candace Bergen, Murphy Brown had to say, and it's National Voter Registration Day. We'll help you get registered. Don't go anywhere on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW. News.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from the Maggie Dawn Show, along with our friend and colleague Brian Kelly. Always doing a fine job. Maggie Dawn every afternoon from 2 until 4. And then hold the horses, break out the beverages. It's the Dom Salvia Show from 4 until 6.
The Italian Stallion. Is that why you say hold the horses?
Yes. See, there was an office pool. I thought that the Italian Stallion and the Sex Kittens was a better name. But I think the Dom Salvia Show works just fine as well.
It does.
And then, of course, our colleague and friend Pete Schwabe with Nightlight after that. So all kinds of great programming coming up throughout the afternoon here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And by the way, the last call, I didn't mean to just blow off the last caller there. We're up against a commercial break, but his point he makes is a valid one, that this, and Maggie's talked about it and Jane's talked about it, that the sheriff out in Ohio is essentially telling people, keep track of your neighbors who put up Democratic yard signs, and then insinuating directly or indirectly there'll be retribution. And I denounce it. I think it's terrible. I agree with that. But the only reason that I'm going to say not to call, or at least not give out the number, is just from having worked at the state capitol here in Madison during Act 10, when my former boss was the only Republican that voted against it, we had a deluge of calls from all over the country trying to get him to change his mind. And when you get a call from outside of your district, let alone outside of the state, or faxes or emails, yes, we had faxes, yeah. They just get thrown in the garbage. Nobody's going to listen to that because you can't vote them out of office. It's slightly different maybe with a U.S. congressional person because it's a national issue. But anyway, that's just my take on that. I think it's terrible. I think it's horrible. But I'm not sure a call from Wisconsin is going to do anything for somebody in Ohio. But just, you know, my take on it. I wanted to clear up because I didn't want to make the caller think that their point wasn't important. It certainly was. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our grand prize winner in the Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest, Troy from Mount Horeb, called in. Troy, how you doing this afternoon?
I have a title from now on.
Exactly. You have a title. and by the way, you can also win in the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, up for grabs this hour along with everybody else, a $100 bill. Text the word green.
There isn't.
G-R-E-E-N. Green. Text the word green to Civic Media right now. All right, Troy, go ahead.
There isn't a 30-day window on that, that I can't win more than once?
But it's a different contest, so I don't know. I think you're okay, Zomers.
I think so.
Do we have a ruling from the judges?
I don't know. Just messing with you. So, real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick, I knew that woman from El Dorado was lying. Because first of all, born and raised in Fond du Lac, we call it El Dorado.
Oh, really?
That is what she said. That is how she said it on the phone when I screened the call.
All right.
To clarify that.
All right.
Okay.
Interesting.
But she didn't correct you.
Right.
I would have corrected you.
As well you should. Interesting.
Because El Dorado is right between Fond du Lac and Rosendale. And like I said, I was born and raised in Fond du Lac. I lived in Rosendale for years. So, you know, I picked her out right away because she didn't correct you on the pronunciation. But
if she pronounced it right, then...
I'd never heard...
Go ahead.
I'd never heard of this story. My mom's never heard of this story.
No.
And she still lives up there. Yeah, that didn't happen.
And again, Zomers tried to fact check it quick. We can't. I mean, a story like that in Wisconsin, that would have made headlines if it were real.
Blown up,
right? Yes. Exactly. And again, it's just more internet rumors. But appreciate you. Thank you so much, Troy. Congrats again. And by the way, because of your participation and everybody else's, Just a Bit Outside the Movie has been extended in Wisconsin at Marcus Theaters for a second week. So, you know, take your friends, take your families to Just a Bit Outside in Marcus Theaters across the state this week. All right. Thank you very much, Troy. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. The Emmys were a couple of nights ago, and Candace Bergen, who, of course, played the famous Murphy Brown title character, had this to say when she got to the stage this week.
I was surrounded by brilliant and funny actors, had the best scripts to work with, and in one classic moment, my character was attacked by Vice President Dan Quayle when Murphy became pregnant and decided to raise the baby as a single mother. Oh, how far we've come. Today, a Republican candidate for vice president would never attack a woman for having kids. So, as they say, my work here is done. Meow.
One of my favorites, Murphy Brown, Candace Bergen, right? We've gone from Dan Quayle, Republican under George H.W. Bush, attacking her fictional character for having a child out of wedlock, to now the Republican nominee for vice president, J.D. Vance, attacking women for not having children. So, I mean, I guess we've come full circle.
Just about attacking women.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, I want to make sure we mention this quickly. Former President Barack Obama tweeted this out today. Today is National Voter Registration Day. Take a few minutes to visit IWillVote.com and make sure you've registered and have a plan to vote. Then check in with your friends and family and make sure they're registered too. Let's get it done.
Here in Wisconsin, you can also go to myvote.wi.gov.
All right. Myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. So you can go there or you can go to iwillvote.com. Either way, you'll get, check your registration, make sure you're ready. And the cool thing about this post from the former president, Obama, he doesn't say anything in there about who you're voting for. He just says, check and make sure you vote and you're registered and get out and vote. So as our friend Luke Mathers, who normally joins us on Tuesday, but is putting his feet up, getting a massage on the River Thames. I don't know if that's true or not. He'll be back soon, don't worry. But as Luke would say, be a voter. Have a plan to vote. Be a voter. You know, as Michelle Obama said at the DNC this year, do something about it. If you're ticked off, do something about it. And what we can all do is vote on, make sure you're registered on this National Voter Registration Day. Thanks to Aaron Zomers. Thanks to all of our callers. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn. We'll see you tomorrow with Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kreitlow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. You have 30 seconds to text GREEN, G-R-E-E-N, GREEN, right now to Civic Media's text line. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we're moving with the Malcors. Ben and Deanna are in the house to talk real estate.
Then Ace Champion stops by to talk about an event at Preble High School that focuses on food and music from around the world. Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.